USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It stretches credulity to believe the Crown Prince wasn't involved in this. I think that's the way they're going to write this off.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, a guest on Fox News Sunday, talking about Saudi Arabia and the government's explanation of how Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi killed.
This isn't the first incident. This is just another in the line of long incidents of Saudi insults to the civilized world.
Senator Paul says he doesn't believe Khashoggi died in a fight. The journalist last seen on security video walking into the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, back on October 2nd.
I think it's insulting to anyone who's analyzing this with any kind of intelligent background to think that, oh, a fist fight led to a dismemberment with a bone saw.
There's still no sign of Khashoggi's body. Unclear if he was dismembered and removed from the consulate by a group of Saudis who flew into Turkey to meet with him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool. It keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it. You can dry it. It's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else are you going to get that?
When you're out in the public stream as an elected leader, you're holding town hall meetings, you have to expect you're going to be confronted and you have to answer difficult questions. But after I'm done with it, if I were to take my wife out to dinner here tonight and a whole group of people were to come up to me to start yelling and screaming at me about what I said today, that's wrong.
Former New Jersey Governor Republican Chris Christie says politicians, regardless of party affiliation, should not be harassed while out with their families in public places. Christie upset over the fact those on the left verbally attacking Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell at a restaurant in his home state of Kentucky. More now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Here's sound released by TMZ of the confrontation in a Louisville, Kentucky restaurant when a group of men approached Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife and started heckling them as they were wrapping up their meal. Other people in the restaurant, including members of the staff, can be seen coming to McConnell's defense by telling the men to back off.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County, Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his three-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him. The 18-year-old driver of the car under arrest, the shooter, 19 years old, still on the run.
One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
Changing gears now to politics, President Trump going state to state ahead of the midterm election, holding Make America Great Again rallies. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden also campaigning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe. Because he ran at least twice, I think three times, they say twice, I think he ran three times, and he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
He's been shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm...